Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, not on the block, we are on the old school show.
And new school. Well, not really.
Kind of.
No, yeah. Not really.
It is. We are here
something like that.
Filling in right now for DP and Jay. Jay will be here, but right now we've been talking about, what have we been talking about?
Contenders and pretenders. We're going to learn a lot about that.
We went a little bit through the NBA contenders and pretenders, but we're going to cross over now and talk a little bit about the NFL potential contender. There's a lot of games, I think, right now this week, Nate, that will give us – I mean, we've already kind of watched it, but I think a lot of these games this weekend is going to tell us a lot about pretending and who's contending. It's gonna shape out, and let's talk about a few of them. I mean, look, when I look at it, this coming up, games like this, I think are going to be important. Obviously, the Bills got it done, 9-3 right now, big win over the Patriots, 24-10 on Thursday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Good game out of Stephon Diggs, 7-for-92 and a TD.
I was playing him in fantasy, Strick.
Yeah. Got it done. This game, no. This is all pretending is Steelers Falcons. We're not even worried about. But the Falcons, watch yourself now. The Falcons may have a shot. They may have a
somehow, some way.
Somehow, some way. It's crazy.
Oh my goodness gracious.
They're still in it with a 5-7 record.
Nonsense.
Saturday and the Colts are going up against the Cowboys. Let's talk about it now. Saturday has the capabilities at times to kind of throw some wrinkles out there and possibly get the Colts. I still think the Colts are dangerous. I think they've just kind of been going up and down and not knowing if they want to go with Eller, if they want to go with Ryan.
It's a mess.
They've got, you know, one of the best running backs in the league right now.
Right.
They're just still trying to find out who they are and their identity. So, but here's the thing I'm going to throw it at you. Are the Cowboys pretenders or contenders?
This is probably...
I'm talking about the long haul. I'm not talking about just squeaking in.
So actual Super Bowl contenders. This is the most fascinating one you can ask me, Strick, because I look at their past three games. They had that loss to Green Bay, and Green Bay, that's one of their four wins. They lose that one in overtime. Cowboys are heavy favorites in that one. Then they travel to Minnesota, beat the absolute hell out of Kirk Cousins and the Vikings, 40-3. And then they play the Giants on Thanksgiving and really dominated that game from start to finish. The final score ends up being a little bit tighter than it really was, 28-20. I know you're not going to like it because I know you love your Cowboys or you don't love your Cowboys, but I think they're legit. I think if the Cowboys, I'm going to say contenders, and I'm going to say this. With the looming contract of Micah Parsons coming up, they're going to have to pay him. CeeDee Lamb's going to be in that discussion, too. You're going to have to pay CeeDee Lamb. Dalton Schultz is going to be in that conversation. There's going to be some guys that are going to have to get paid, and they're going to have to get paid pretty soon.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys are going to win a Super Bowl, I think it would have to happen this year.
I would have to agree. Now, here's the thing. in that, do they need Odell Beckham or do they not? Do you pass on Odell Beckham or do you bring him in? Your next games, you should hopefully beat the Colts. You've got a one in terrible in the Texans, and then you've got the Garbo Dungeons and Dragons Jaguars. You know, you've got that, and then you come and then you face the Eagles, which is that's going to tell you a lot right there. But then your final stretch is Eagles, Titans, and if you don't do your work, that Commanders game could be something.
Commanders are doing something too. I think too. Do you think the Cowboys still got a shot at the one seed?
Sorry, hit the text line. Do they 402-464-5685? I don't believe it, but do you believe it?
They have another matchup against the Eagles too, so that'll give it to you another win, them a loss.
They have to win out, bro. I because when I looked at the Eagles schedule. Let's just go through it.
It is Garbo.
Garbo. I said they should only lose two.
Okay, so contenders, pretenders. Eagles are pretenders. No, I'm not.
Break that down.
We can go for that right now.
Break that down.
Look, I mean, look at their schedule.
Break it down.
Look at their schedule. All right. I'll actually go into the specific schedule because I don't want Eagles fans to come after me because
Lions. Let's go. Okay. Lions.
Win.
Barely. But they beat the brakes off the Vikings.
You beat the Vikings, second game of the season.
Commanders.
Take that as you will. Commanders, okay. Your team, the Garbo Jaguars, the Cardinals, who you said they might as well. Yeah.
PlayStation Fever.
Kyler Murray is too busy playing Call of Duty, so that doesn't matter. You played the Cowboys, who had Cooper Rush, and you played them at home. And then you played the Steelers, and Kenny Pickett threw like 20 interceptions in that game.
One in oblivion.
To the Texans, who have one of the worst offenses in the past 10 years. Ooh. And then you play the Commanders and lost. And you should have lost to the Colts with a coach that's never coached the game of football. Don't give me that.
Pretenders? So buy or sell. Buy or sell, right, Cowboys get to the number one seed.
The thing is, though, Strick, I don't know if I can buy that because you look at the Eagles' schedule. Okay, you got the Titans. That's going to be a tough matchup. The Giants are reeling.
On the road.
You play the Bears. Come on,
Garbo.
Now. They'll lose to the Cowboys, but then you end your season with the Saints and Giants again. I think that the Eagles are going to have the best route to get that one seed. Am I buying them to actually contend and make it to the Super Bowl? No, I'm not. Pretenders.
Love it. Tender.
But I'll ask you, so on the flip side,
we'll break it down.
A team that they're playing, and I want to ask you this one. I want to have you break this one down, the Giants. Because we're talking about the NFC Beast. We might as well just stay in this realm. We'll stay this route. Because the Giants, I think, are the most interesting team to me. Because I was buying the Giants hard. I was buying the Giants. I was buying Danny Dimes. I was buying Saquon Barkley. I don't know about that anymore.
Saquon's about to hit 1,000 yards.
I don't know about that anymore. Yeah.
He's about to hit 1,000.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yards. I'm just I There's nothing that inspires me. Daniel Jones just doesn't inspire
me. Hey, come on.
I like him, but I don't. You know, when you're talking about contending and pretending, I just... But then you look at the other side, and I'm trying
to figure
out...
That's how the Giants have won Super Bowls, though, for what it's worth.
They have.
That's how
they
win Super
Bowls. It's crazy because, yeah, Eli's not elite. So you can't... You spell elite, E-L-E-E-T.
E-L-I.
No.
Eli.
You do not spell it that way no more. Negative.
E-E-E, Eli.
The Commanders are 6-1 in their past 7 games, bro. I don't know how this is happening. I'm like, what's in the food? What is in the atmosphere right now? What right now is going on in the NFL that this team, I'm trying to still figure it out. I don't understand how they've got 6 games in the last 7.
And Strick, too, I believe now, I'm going to need the text line to help me out on this, 402-464-5685. As of right now, if the NFC East were to end today, every single team in the NFC East would make the playoffs.
In.
Now, I believe because now that they've expanded to a 7-team playoff opposed to a 6, this would be the first time in NFL history that all 4 teams from a division would go to the playoffs.
I think it's possible. Here's the crazy thing. I thought this was a bad signing, excuse me, at first. Terry McLaurin. I didn't think he would do what he's done.
He's
only got
too.
54 catches, but for
he's a leader.
He's approaching 1,000. I didn't think that was a winning move for them, but it's seeming that it's about to pan out for them. Their running game is basically non-existent. Are you putting it in the hands of Carson Wentz? He is, to me.
Start Heinicke. I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like
yes.
I like Heinicke. He's freaking got you rolling.
Heineke's that dude. I got 2 for you because I think these are probably the most 2 interesting, and we're going to answer Cam's question in the first one. The first one I got for you is the Bengals. So the Bengals end up winning the AFC last year, just a few plays away from winning a Super Bowl. Still got Joe Burrow. Ja'Marr Chase, active this week, Strick,
back.
So he'll be back. So Cam asks us this, need y'all's opinion. What are the chances the Bengals reach the 10-win mark? They're currently at 7-4, and if you look at the standings, they're 2nd right now in their division. These are the remainder games they have. Chiefs, Browns, at the Bucks, at the Patriots, Bills, Ravens.
Pretenders.
That's a tough schedule. I think that, for what it's worth, Pretenders. I think they get to the 10-win mark, but that's tough.
I don't think they get to 10.
Ooh, you don't think they get 3 more in the
schedule? I think they lose. I think they get the Browns.
Bucks.
For some reason, I think the Bucks are gonna try to make sure that they close out the way to because it's such a terrible thing. They need to win those type of games. They got this team at home. I think they win at. They probably get the Patriots. I think they lose to the Bills, and I think they lose to the Ravens.
And that would too lead them because last year, remember they made that run as the road team, as the wild card team, and I'm pretty sure they won the division. Never mind, I misspoke. They won the division, so this time they would be doing it on the road. They would not have home field advantage.
That's just my opinion.
In the NFL,
I just
that's
think they
tough
don't.
To do.
I don't think they do.
And it'll be interesting though. They do get Ja'Marr Chase back. Joe Mixon also back this week, so they have some guys that are going to be getting healthy. Still have some issues on the offensive line, so they'll be interesting to watch. The last one I have for you because I think we're both going to agree on this one. We can go over this one real quick because I have the 49ers. I think are
Jimmy Jeezy.
I know. I think they're contenders. I honestly
contenders.
If you had to ask me right now, I think the 49ers win the NFC.
I think they might.
I think they do.
I think
if
they might.
If Christian McCaffrey stays healthy.
If Christian McCaffrey's and with Debo and all of them, man, listen, bro.
They have weapons.
Actually like
Ayuk
them.
Is having a breakout season.
Kittle.
Yeah.
I like them, bro.
I do
I like
too.
Their chances.
Well, we're going to stay in the NFC West, and you can break this one down a little bit because I know I kind of want to go through their schedule because, you know, I believe in my boy Geno. Contenders or pretenders? The Seattle Seahawks. This one's the most intriguing one to me because we've seen the Seahawks at times look, as you would say, elite, but then it sometimes they've looked rough. I don't really know what to expect.
Let's check their schedule. Because I just don't think they can overtake the – I don't think they can overtake.
Because they have some good wins. I mean, you got to look. They blew out the Chargers.
Yes.
They got in an absolute dogfight with the Lions, 48-45, a complete shootout. Blew out the Giants, who are another playoff teams. But then you lose to the Buccaneers and the Raiders.
Exactly.
Like, you're going both ways here.
I don't even think the Rams want to play anymore. I mean, I looked at the body language of the Rams in their last game, and Jalen Ramsey and all the crew.
They're
and the
done.
Defense, they,
Al
they
Robinson's
like given
out
it up,
for the rest
bro.
Of the season, too. Yeah, Matt Stafford's missed some games. They're done.
I don't think they get. So they I don't think care. This is a good chance for them to redeem themselves. I think the Panthers are absolutely – who do they –
The Panthers are garbage.
Oh, my gosh. Baker Mayfield has no chance of
well,
redemption.
You see Sam Darnold starting now.
I know. He has no chance. He's done.
They've gone from – okay, so it started Baker Mayfield – Sam Darnold, Philip Walker, Baker Mayfield, now they're back to Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll tell Husker fans, too. And I don't want to get too in-depth with this because I don't want to – we're going to wait to see what happens. If you don't have an NFL, if you don't have a quarterback in the NFL,
you're done. You're
so
done.
Matt Rhule, I know it I didn't work for out for him, but, I mean, my God, that's what you're working with? And before that, he was working with Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
with,
me?
With a bum shoulder.
I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean, it's if you don't have a quarterback in the NFL, you're not going to win football games. So
I think
the thing
they have
is
a chance.
They got a favorable schedule.
They got a favorable schedule, especially these next two games. I think it'll be tough for them against the 49ers and the Chiefs. I even think the Jets will give them some. Look, don't sleep on the Jets, bro. The Jets, I don't think they're
Mike White.
I just think their defense. I think they get after you on the defense.
They
man.
Do get after you on the defense. And Zach Wilson, now that he's been benched, you see Mike White threw for 3 touchdowns.
Is that sustainable? That's my issue.
I think he's better than Zach Wilson.
I agree.
I think he's better than Zach Wilson, and that's the thing to watch too, because it's tough to play in New York, and you got this guy Mike White that basically before last year not many people have heard of, and you got Zach Wilson, number 2 overall pick, pretty boy. So it'll be fun to watch. So definitely some games, some matchups too to keep in mind this weekend in the NFL. And we're gonna find out pretty soon who's contenders and who's pretenders. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Jay Foreman coming into the building for Old School. Stay with us.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.